Hello and welcome to a spooktastic and beast-filled episode of Cryptids Folklore or More, a podcast where it is discussed whether cryptid creatures are purely folklore or more. This episode is scheduled to come out shortly before Halloween, a time of year where many have on their minds the frightful and creepy. People get into the spirit of the holiday by decorating their homes with imagery of blood, ghosts, and monsters. Slasher and other types of horror movies see a surge in their watch time. This got me to thinking, has there ever been a cryptid case reminiscent of a classic slasher movie? And as it turns out, there sort of is. Stick around after the following message to hear about the case of a cryptid that has the stench of death looming around it due to its supposedly being responsible for the deaths of over 100 people and causing quite a stir, resulting in its local government launching a substantial hunt to stop what became known as the Beast of Gevaudan. The Beast of Gevaudan, as it is dubbed, is a cryptid case that occurred in France between the years of 1764 and 1767. The case occurred in the province of Gevaudan, now called Lozère in the modern day, which, fun fact, is the least populated region within the European country of France. Let's start at the beginning of the timeline, which would be early in the summer of 1764, which is when the first recorded attack by the Beast of Gevaudan occurred. Its first victim was a young woman who was tending to cattle in a forest near to Gevaudan, when suddenly she was attacked, but fortunately not killed, due to members of the cattle that she was herding around being defensive and helping to drive off the beast. After surviving such a horrifying encounter, she gave the beast the ominous description of being, quote, like a wolf, but not a wolf. The beast would be described as canine-like, with a reddish-brown coat, a dark stripe down its back, and a long, bushy tail. And how big was it? Supposedly somewhere between the size of a calf and a horse. Not long after this encounter, confrontations with the creature would ramp up, and some would even prove to be lethal. After the first encounter, the beast would end up claiming its first victim later that summer on June 30th, a 14-year-old woman by the name of Jeanne Boulay, who died in a solo encounter with the beast. Her mutilated body would end up being discovered outside the village of Saint-Étienne, I hope I pronounced that correctly, showing signs of some kind of animal attack and demonstrating that this beast did not discriminate against younger people in its rampage. Jeanne's burial certificate would also make her death officially the work of some ferocious creature, as that is what ended up being listed as her cause of death on her certificate. These early encounters would mark the start of a rampage that would put fear in the hearts and minds of the populace of Gevaudan for the following 3 years. And who could blame them? Many people within the region lived very close to nature, where the creature could be lurking out of sight. There are too many deaths to list, and we're not going to go over every single one. But the creature would end up being credited as being responsible for 210 total attacks on humans, resulting in 113 deaths and 49 injuries. 98 of the victims killed were partly eaten. These numbers came from a 1987 study of the case, likely the only cryptid case with such statistics being associated with it. Many of these attacks were found to occur on people who were alone at the time of the attack, and it seemed to actually have a preference for women and children among its victims. A common trait of many of the killings was that the creature would attack the throats and eat portions of the head. Over the following 3 years, the situation would actually end up becoming so dire that the governing body of France at the time would end up expending a considerable amount of their wealth and manpower to hunt down whatever animal was responsible. This resulted in large amounts of hunters, soldiers, and royal huntsmen being sent to try to hunt down and kill the beast. During the three-year hunt, several different wolves would end up being slain, but the debts would continue to pile up, leading to doubt about whatever creature that was supposedly being killed being the one that was specifically responsible for the string of death. The debts would end up seeing an end, however, after a hunt for the creature that took place in the summer of 1767, which resulted in a large wolf-dog creature being shot by a rifle-wielding hunter named Jean Chastel. After the death of this creature, it was put out for public display for 12 days. But what happened to the remains afterwards has been debated, but it was supposedly buried somewhere on the grounds of the Palace of Versailles or Château de Marly, or some other royal ground in or around Paris, but the remains don't appear to be available today for study. Jean would end up being paid a sum of 72 livres, which was the currency in France at the time, and again, I hope I pronounced that correctly, but he ended up being paid 72 of these for his efforts, and his hunting party would receive a shared group sum of 312. Jean would end up having a statue even erected of him in 1995, for his efforts in taking down the beast, which really shows how significant this string of death was in France at that time. So, was it really as clear-cut as the creature responsible for the large body count being a wolf-like creature? Well, it wouldn't be a cryptozoology episode if some within the cryptid community weren't speculating and theorizing about the exact nature of this beast. What exactly was this creature? Well, let's have a look into some of these theories and see if any of them hold water. Some have made the argument that aspects of the creature's behavior aren't entirely in line with the behavior patterns of wolves. For one, attacks on humans by lone wolves are pretty rare, and a wolf that did engage in such a pattern would have to be particularly desperate. But it seems bizarre to engage in such a vendetta against humans for 3 years. This lends credence to the possibility of a wolf pack probably being responsible, or possibly being responsible. This leads into the theory that it could have potentially been rabid, but why was it so comfortable going near humans? Some possibilities speculated have been the possibility of the creature being an animal that may have escaped captivity from humans, a British big cat-like situation. Traveling animal shows existed in France at the time, and an escaped exotic predator could explain its unusual appearance. Reports describe the creature as having a broad chest, reddish fur, and a long tail with a tuft, which led to speculation that it could have been a young lion or escaped hyena, perhaps. Some even have proposed that the creature to be some sort of wolf-dog hybrid, and being part hunting dog could explain the creature's comfort in stalking human settlements. Possibly the wildest theory for the whole case was that the deaths were actually caused possibly by a human serial killer, who may have potentially used the genius cover of a trained animal to disguise their path of carnage through the region. I can't say I fully buy into this theory, but it's interesting to think about. I think the reason for why there is some discourse regarding the exact nature of the Beast of Gévaudan is due to the fact that the case took place a few hundred years ago, combined with the fact that the body of the creature wasn't very well preserved for study. The case teeters the line in qualifying as a cryptid, but the exact type of creature does not appear to be confirmed, and some think it could be some unknown species. So I would love to hear from you guys about your thoughts on the Beast of Gévaudan. The idea of a single animal taking so many lives isn't entirely unprecedented. For For example, when doing research into man-eater cases, one prolific man-eater is a case dubbed the Leopard of Panar that took place in the early 20th century in India, where a leopard, a soul leopard, supposedly killed 400 people. This leopard would end up being successfully hunted down by a hunter by the name of Jim Corbett, who was actually involved in several other man-eater cases, another being one where he hunted down a tiger with 436 victims. Pretty interesting rabbit hole, honestly, if you want to do some research into him. Over his career, he hunted down 30 different man-eating cats that combined for over 1,200 human victims. Animals such as these that have a heavy reliance on stealth and quick pounces can become massively formidable foes once they get a taste for human flesh. And I think the same is likely what might have happened in the case of the Beast of Gevaudan, in my opinion. In conclusion, that pretty much wraps up this chilling dive into the legend of the Beast of Gevaudan. A creature that certainly blurs the lines between myth and monster and cryptid, whether it was a lone deranged wolf, a pack, an exotic predator far from home, or something altogether unexplainable. One thing's for sure, the people of Gevaudan lived through a real-life horror story that would give any slasher film a run for its money. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow Cryptids, Folklore or More, and share your thoughts on what you believe the beast truly was. Could it have been a wolf, a hybrid, who knows? But I'd love to hear your theories. And like always, you can always send your thoughts and feedback at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com. That is all one word, or hit up the Facebook page. This brings us to the end of another fascinating cryptid case. Like always, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time. Oh, and happy Halloween as well, and Day of the Dead for anyone celebrating that holiday. Signing off.